What up, X? Jason Dickin, friends. Good morning, my friends. Hey, Nikki, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Nick Hajda. Nick Hajda. Oh, with the clap accompaniment. Hell yeah. assistant host, number one friend, Nicholas Hajda. Happy Monday. Happy Easter. How are you? How's your family? How's your soul?
My family skipped Easter.
What?
Yeah, so we're good.
What up with that?
So we're good.
We're good. We saw each other recently. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, you guys never
make it to Mother's Day.
Do the holiday things on the days when they're prescribed or anything like that.
Correct.
So, yeah, Easter, it might be coming up in the middle of May or you know, on a random Wednesday.
He
anytime.
Is risen again.
Yeah. See, that's what we do is we wait till the three days after the 3 days.
Yeah.
Ah.
Double 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that Amish dude in Kingpin.
That's Avery Moore back with us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Avery. How are you?
I'm good.
Avery was with us for a week and then a couple days last week, and I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I really missed you guys very much.
And she was just catching me up on things, and already so many great Avery things to discuss later on today, including apparently the woman-bodied
wizard with knockers.
The nude wizard boobs. The tattoo is apparently going to happen.
It's happening.
Yeah, I'm very excited for you. Well, welcome back. Thanks for being here, Avery.
Thanks for having me.
We have lots of fun times today, including headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. You commented on my, Avery, on my Instagram, he is risen, right?
Uh-huh.
That sent me down a real spiral of like, why is it he is risen? That doesn't make any sense.
He rose again.
Because that's the miracle.
He was like, I hate it in this cave.
No. I understand the totally true account of you know.
You always root for Judas, don't you?
Why we have chocolate bunnies and the like. Who's that?
Judas, one who betrays him.
I don't know
for
that character.
30 pieces of silver. I feel like you would just.
I didn't watch that one.
You'd be like, yeah. Make some money. No. Flip this whole Jesus thing.
Get a
profit.
He is risen. Shouldn't it be he has risen? He rose. He's rising. He is risen. Is not that is a, if I handed in a paper with that in it, Miss Castillo would put a big red X on it and be like, I don't think so.
I think it's like maybe Latin translations or something to do with that.
I think they're just trying to make it sound more important.
Chance,
like it's it's like a capital R risen or
right.
something. Like
yeah, that's just Catholic.
Risen
stuff.
As a state of mind.
Okay, good.
They're all yeah.
Many more Easter observations like this coming your way today. Speaking of very important people, Danielle Bregoli. Mm-hmm. You guys know who that is?
I do not.
I got to say, I am aware. I remember the phenomenon of this person.
Oh!
But did it just come to you?
Yes.
I got to say, I would not have really remembered all of these details. Danielle Bregoli. Went viral several years ago as the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's more than I know about it. I don't, like, honestly,
Bad
I was
baby.
Like, I remember there was a Cash Me Outside girl, but I don't really know where, what she did, what any of that
well, you
means.
You probably just heard the remix.
I don't even know that I've heard any of it.
She was, like, super obstinate to her mom.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
she's on an episode of Dr. Phil.
Yeah, and then she threatened Dr. Phil and the people in the audience.
The episode, like, help me, Phil, my kids are out of control.
She threatened the entire audience. She was like, catch me outside, how about that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then she had a rap career after that.
Yeah, I did not know, but apparently became a rapper. Bad Baby with H's, B-H-A-D, B-H-A-B-I-E. That's the clever spelling. I'll shoot you to the top of the charts for sure.
I always get her confused with Bad Bunny.
Who's a real rapper.
Yeah,
person.
And I think that she was bad before he was bad, which is kind of impressive. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, she turned 18 years old last week. Did we know she was a child?
No.
We were all.
I could have swore I had a phone alarm.
I tell you what, there's some creepers like yourself out there, Nicholas Hajda, because, yeah, apparently the world was waiting. She joined OnlyFans and made $1 million in her first 6 hours.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million. I don't know how her rap career has gone. Did the Cash Me Outside t-shirt line take off?
Well, that was the thing.
Was she already rich, or is this just like we've been counting down the days until her 18th birthday when she can finally cash in on this?
Well, I think that there were rumors that she was making all this money early on.
Yeah.
That she was doing like.
From what?
Appearances.
Yeah. Like she was doing like club appearances and stuff.
Yeah. Just
$10,000 to like show up at some kid's bar mm-hmm. mitzvah or something.
And say, cash me outside. How about yeah. that? Like to get in a fight with their dad.
Dad, get it on. I don't know whether to like be outraged by this or just totally envious because, yes, I would like to someday turn a non-skill, non-talent, just random.
Oh, would you do like feet pics?
See, that's the thing. I don't know.
I keep telling him, eat stuff.
I don't know.
All you got to do is eat food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take off your shirt.
So,
eat that belly.
Yeah, Avery, I got my girl, Bumbleina, has been threatening, aspiring, alleging. She wants to do an OnlyFans
uh-huh.
where she just puts pictures of her feet.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the best way.
I don't know if she has
money feet.
Notable feet. I don't do feet. I mean, they seem fine to me. Yeah. They seem like feet.
Do you not look at her feet because you normally would not have been able to see your feet?
Excuse me?
Fat? Never mind.
Good one.
Zing. Flex. Sorry. Flex. Got me on that one.
It's early.
No.
It's Friday.
I think the feet is just like a, she's like figuratively just dipping a toe into the porn community because she doesn't want to go full on whatever.
Around some eggs.
Yeah.
Maybe a little pudding.
But I feel like
she's like,
guys,
if I just put my feet out there, then yeah, I can
Quentin
still.
Quentin Tarantino likes feet.
I can still go to a normal job. And I think the feet people, they are viewed as weak. Like you can get the foot guys in
I
there.
Would have called them
They're
weak,
simps.
But they seem the most, the nicest. Like the worst thing that they're going to do is like break into your house and suck on your toes.
Easy.
Oh, gosh. You
know? Oh, or I wasn't
terrifying.
Talking about that. Yeah, I was talking about like an easy mark and that you can just shake them down for $19 a month to be a fan of your OnlyFans.
Of your little toes.
I mean, it's clearly not that hard to do it to no matter what you're doing. So
yeah.
I've told her, I'm like, darling, you do whatever you like with your body. All right. Cut me in. I'll take the pictures. Give me 20%.
Yeah, just give me a cut, baby.
But I do worry, like...
There's a word for that,
what's
Jason.
What does that mean? Are you saying I'm pimping? I'm the pimp?
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody got to keep that hoe in line.
Dude, what's going to shake down all of her foot fans?
Yeah. Pay the girl.
The foot clan.
I feel like it's the strip club waitress situation where, like, you're a OnlyFans feet only page. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that lasts for 2 weeks before it's just, like, all you got. All the stuff. I think we were talking to her about it. And I think I ask her, what are you going to do the first time somebody offers you 10 G's for a full frontal? And she's like, collect 10 G's.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I see we're really committed to this foot idea.
As you age, wouldn't it be just a little worse to like be like a washed up foot person? Like those documentaries about washed up porn stars, but you were just a foot person.
It's also got to be easier to take care of your feet more so than like your entire, stay in shape.
Oh, absolutely.
And when they come up on the documentary, I don't want their face. I just want it
just
to be their
the feet.
There.
With subtitles.
Yeah, that's great. But no, Nick said I should get an OnlyFans where I just eat stuff. And I was like, who's going to watch that? But then I was like, okay, I'm going to produce this. And I was like, I got to hold the camera and then record myself.
Just keep a tripod.
I just want to eat these golden grams in peace.
Record it in
the
studio.
Leave me alone.
you know what else? What you need is like the security camera footage type cam.
Oh,
thing,
creepy.
Where it's like kind of overhead looking down at you. So that way they're like, oh, yeah. We're getting Jason doesn't know we're watching it. We totally are.
I don't
black and white and grainy.
I don't think this is good. It doesn't seem like $1 million idea. It doesn't seem like a cash me outside idea. I don't know what is she going to stay in the OnlyFans game. She got $1 million now. Crushed Bella Thorne's record. She made $1 million in 24 hours. This girl only took 6 hours to
do
it. So good job, cash me outside girl.
Well, see, that's the
good
thing.
Good job, bad baby.
Is she has been living up to her I'm an out of control teen from the Dr. Phil. Like she's been doing that this entire time. She's been into fights with other YouTube rappers and things. So I've just been waiting for her to turn 18 because I was like, I want to see like how far she goes crazy. It's just
now that she's an adult.
It's a fun social experiment.
Right.
That's my defense.
Not to keep putting my hands in the pockets of these sex workers, mm-hmm. but if you're Dr. Phil, aren't you like, hey.
Hey, I did that.
I made you. Come on.
No.
I own some points on this record.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X. Morning X. Sports.
I need you for Smarter Than Jason coming up in just a second. Your chance at a Black Sheep Lodge gift card. Julio from SA tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, welcome back, Avery. Let's try this again. Don't let Jason say good things about the Spurs. Since he said they were making the playoffs, they lost like 8 of their last 10 and are now in 9th place. I'm telling you, the curse is real.
All right. I'll try.
What are you going to do? You can't do nothing, man. Get out of here. All right.
But you
go, Spurs, go.
I get really, really mad when people say bad things about the Spurs.
You want all this to continue. That way the Spurs actually get a lottery pick and can turn this thing around. What are you going
to
do?
You're not allowed to say that. All right. You're not allowed to say that.
You're not allowed to say that.
You keep saying go, Spurs, go. Yes, while as a Spurs family member, we root for, we're a playoff team. We're a contender. We don't tank.
Not okay? Fair weather fans.
Get out of here with your tankiness. Son of a... I'll tell you what. Yeah. All right. The Stanford ladies women's basketball team did it. Arizona. They beat the Arizona Wildcats 54-53. I watched this game yesterday, guys.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say about that so as to avoid having to edit anything out. No. Excellent game. Came down to the wire. Mm-hmm. The little Stanford girl or the Arizona girl had a shot to win it at the end. Brick. The girl was wide open under the basket. I'm not micromanaging your play. That's fine. You did what you could. Good effort. Everybody played hard. Both teams played hard.
Yeah.
Good hustle. Woman?
What's that?
Well, because both teams played hard, my man.
Oh.
Is Rasheed Wallace. Yeah, I caught a little bit of your... covering women's sports on your sports show last Friday.
Uh-huh.
I just want to tell you, if you need to borrow the Dear Redacted, feel free to use it.
What are you talking about?
If you just need to give you some sort of cover.
You're referencing things that people have no idea what you're talking about, including myself. Please explain. what did I do?
I heard you get some stuff off your chest.
I didn't get anything off my chest. Yeah. No, I was through the analysis breakdowns. Uh-huh. That's what people come to us for. All right.
Sure, yeah, that's what's on that sports podcast.
Cross promote 4-6 on News Radio KOBJ. This afternoon we'll have an extensive breakdown.
It is
Stanford, Arizona.
One of the Stanford ladies is Russell Wilson's sister.
So I saw him in the stands. I was very casually watching because they kept cutting to the stands. I was like, is that Russell Wilson? What is the Seahawks quarterback doing? I mean, I guess they're both sort of the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Where does the Northwest start? Is it California? They're still
Northern
up in there.
California.
Yeah, they're up there.
Humboldt.
But so he's got a sister in that plays basketball for Stanford.
Yeah,
is she good?
Athletic family.
I think she was like 2 of 3, so I don't know if that makes her one of the team stars or a bench warmer. I don't know how
to. All right, good.
But she made an important shot.
It is the last day of college basketball season. You'll get your one shining moment tonight. The two best teams all year somehow navigated their way through the bracket and are going to play Baylor-Gonzaga tonight. Baylor crushed Houston on Saturday. I'm just telling the people. I know you guys know this. Blew out Houston, and Gonzaga needed overtime. Jalen Suggs at the buzzer in overtime to defeat UCLA. So what's going to happen? Who you got, Avery? Gonzaga. Baylor. You're going with the Zags?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wise choice. Me too.
I'm going to zig and take Baylor just because I want all the Longhorns to now have a coach envy because you guys hired Texas Chris Beard because he got to the championship game last time.
So you're going to say...
Well, Scott Drew actually wins it. Did you guys poach the wrong coach?
No, we don't mess with no
poach the coach. Put that on a t-shirt. <with your, laughs> all gas, no bricks.
All right, we have a $25 Black Sheep Lodge gift card to give away. Call us right now, 512-835-1015. If you beat me, cheese curds on us, man.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. This is my nightmare! Okay, hello. Is this on? I need you right now. We need a contestant. Are you smarter than Jason? Beat me. 512-835-1015. We're going to party at Black Sheep Lodge if you can beat me. 512-835-1015. Fun show today. Did I ruin Easter by getting too drunk yesterday? Maybe. Possibly. We'll see about that.
Fingers crossed.
Avery had a birthday since we last spoke. Happy birthday, Avery.
Thank you.
She's returned to the comedy stage. We're going to discuss that as well.
Oh, I killed it.
you're so talented. I learned that Nicholas Haja is now a disc golfer. All of that is on the way. But first, your chance at a $25 Black Sheep Lodge gift card. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Just grab this thing on the fly. Hello, contestant. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kyle. Who's this?
Hi, Kyle. Jason, nice to meet you. Kyle, on, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, buddy. Hey, right. Remember how to do the things?
Yeah, I'm going
to
push some buttons.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. We've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions from said topic, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win that gift card to Cheese Curd Lands, a.k.a. Black Sheep Lodge. And your topics are canal trivia, famous captains, or famous criminals?
Let's go with famous captain.
All right. Number one. What fictional pirate captain was based on a combination of Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones and Pepe Le Pew?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes. Number two. What famous American poet wrote, "O Captain, My Captain"?
Robert Frost.
No. Walt Whitman, but I like your enthusiasm, your confidence. And finally, what five powers combined summon Captain Planet?
Earth, fire, water, wind, and heart.
Yes. You're out of order, but I don't think that matters. Hold on, though, Kyle. Good job. Get Jason in here. Kyle chose famous captains, and he got two correct.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Famous captains.
Yeah. Number one. What?
You all right? What's the problem? Yeah, I'm fine. Are you all right?
No.
Are you professional or not?
Do you read the questions?
Just making sure you pay attention.
I set up a tripwire to try and throw Avery off when she had to come push the buttons. But
this chair is lower than last week.
Oh, yeah. Things are...
It's all wonky in here.
Listen, Avery, you'll learn the longer you keep hanging with us that the people who operate this endeavor, okay, they like to just make they don't make it easier to do the job. They like to throw barriers up just a little, you know.
Just feel really small.
Yeah.
Or just like most other people, they just adjust everything before they start their job, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We're supposed to keep this in Jason settings, but it's fine. Hmm. Number one, what fictional pirate captain was based on a combination of Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones and Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is he half canceled now?
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know the whole Pepe story, but Kate McKinnon did a pretty sweet Pepe on SNL on Saturday. I know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I think he's three quarters canceled because he's also played by Johnny Depp. So okay. They don't think it's good.
It's what did Johnny Depp do?
Depends on who you ask.
He didn't do nothing.
Oh.
Okay. But he might have done some things.
Yeah. I don't know.
Something about poop on a bed.
Oh,
Google it. It's a fun story. It's a fun adventure.
What? Isn't there's some girl from Austin who's kind of involved, right?
His wife, Amber Heard. Yeah. We're not sure who's the domestic abuser in the relationship. It probably is both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two. What famous American poet wrote, "O Captain, My Captain"?
Famous poet, you say,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Give me Shel Silverstein.
No.
Walt Whitman.
Yes.
God damn it! I only know two poets. Stupid Sidewalk Inns jerk.
Jerk.
Number three. For the tie. What five powers combined summon Captain Planet?
I'm supposed to know all five powers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you win, Kyle. What five powers?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Okay. The power of flight.
Mm-hmm.
Invincibility.
Okay.
Regenerative Wolverine hands.
Okay. Just his hands are regenerate?
Yeah.
Okay.
The power of love.
Okay.
And power of attorney.
Ah. Very good.
Sorry, we were looking for earth, fire, wind, water, and heart.
You got love.
The five, five powers combined.
Like the elements.
Yeah. All right, good. Good.
And heart.
Kyle, you win. Hold on one sec, buddy.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.